bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. You are here with your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham, and we're glad to have you tune in with us today.
Yes, we are. It's a brand new day.
I Am Love Builders is a radio show that is devoted to all things dealing with relationships and communication. Whether you are married or single, you will enjoy the show. Hello and good morning, my wonderful husband. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
It's an awesome day.
It is an awesome day.
Yes, it is. So, honey.
Yes.
I was doing some research on the internet.
I was doing research on the internet, too.
You were?
Yes.
Well, I found
a lot of research.
Okay. Well, I found an article that I wanted to talk about.
Okay. Well, can we talk about my article first? Because I've been working on this for several weeks.
Several weeks.
Yes. Several weeks of research.
Uh-huh.
This article is called Great Sex in 5 Minutes. It's a good article. I think you'll like it.
Uh-huh. Okay, honey, go ahead and share your research.
Yep, there's 5 steps
okay.
to great sex in 5 minutes.
All right, I'm listening.
All right. So the first one is step one.
Okay, step
right.
one.
You paying attention?
I am.
All right, the first one is release.
Release?
Yeah.
Okay, unpack that for us.
You want to know what that means?
Yes.
Okay, so make eye contact and make a commitment to release all bitterness and resentment for the moment.
Okay.
See? That's uh-huh. pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's good. Right?
Your thoughts determine your feelings and you can choose your thoughts. We talk about that too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Becoming that thermostat, not thermometer.
Right.
Choose wisely. Say, I choose to hold nothing against you right now. And mean it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just say it. Mean it.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
You with me so far?
I'm with you.
All right. Do not bring up any examples of bitterness. This will turn your thoughts into, or that will turn your thoughts into that direction.
Okay.
So the first step is release. What do you think about that?
That's a good one.
That's good, right?
That's pretty good.
See, I told you.
Yes.
We're on a roll.
All right.
All right. Step number two, love shower.
Love shower.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Imagine that.
So your mind is not in the right place. That's the problem.
Where's my mind? What do you think my mind is?
It's in a love shower. Let me explain.
Okay, explain.
Take your spouse's hand, mm-hmm. make eye contact,
mm-hmm.
and express to them all the things that you love about them.
Wow.
See?
How wonderful.
Isn't that awesome?
That's so sweet.
That's a love shower.
I see.
Yeah. Recount the things you love when you first met.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies should go first, as men sometimes have a hard time articulating their feelings.
Oh. Honey, do you have a hard time articulating your feelings?
Sometimes.
You do?
Until I do a love shower.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep that
then
in mind.
Then I'm good. All right.
All right. Go on.
So far, so good?
So far, so good.
All right. Step number three, face to face. For 1 minute, stand face to face, rubbing cheeks to cheek and nose to nose.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cheek to cheek.
Cheek to cheek and nose to
nose.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Closure.
Okay. Is that kind of like knees to knees?
Knees to knees, nose to nose. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Not the same.
All right.
Close your eyes, then mm-hmm. just let your mind relax.
All right.
Mm. Okay.
My mind is relaxing.
Relaxed?
Yes.
All right. Then focus on this moment only.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about any of the stresses in your life. The guys understand this. Women on average need 13 minutes for foreplay. No need to rush.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. Makes sense.
All right. Are we getting there?
We're getting there.
Only takes 5 minutes.
Okay.
And it takes 13 minutes.
Yeah, it takes 13 minutes for me to clear. Good point, Angela.
5 minutes for the steps, to absorb the steps.
To absorb the steps, yeah. Not necessarily to go through them.
No.
Okay, because it takes me a minute to clear my mind. I have a lot going on up there.
I know. It's just zipping around.
Yeah, it's all over. It's like spaghetti. Yeah, you know, yeah. It's just everywhere.
Got it.
Okay.
Step number four, body to body.
What's body to body?
Hold your mate. Wrap your arms around your loved one. Mm-hmm. Lean into them and just enjoy their embrace and warmth. Allow your body to relax for 1 minute.
Wow. I see.
Yeah. Pretty cool steps, huh?
Yeah. I think we do that one sometimes.
I think we do them all.
In the mornings.
Yeah.
Yes.
We do them all. And the last step.
Okay. Uh-oh. Brace yourself.
Hold on. We're going in.
Brace for impact.
Mouth to mouth.
Oh.
Take 1 minute and just kiss your mate. Nice, slow kisses set the mood for the rest of the time. The foundation is now set. See? Still need another about seven minutes or so, but the foundation is laid, right? Mm-hmm. The truth is, most women need a bridge from the normal life to their sexual life, while most men can jump the fence. Mm-hmm. But even fence jumpers will find sex more deeply satisfying when they know that their woman is sexually connected to them. So put these 5 steps into place and you can have intimate sex that reboots your relationship every time.
Oh, honey, I actually like those 5 steps.
See, I told you would.
Very good. I am so impressed.
I did my research.
You did good research. I'm proud of you.
Yes.
Excellent. So just for our listeners, why don't you review the steps again? So somebody might be trying to write these down.
Okay. Write it, guys. Grab a pen and pencil. I'm telling you. Great sex in 5 minutes.
All right.
Step one, release.
Mm.
Yeah. So release all the bitterness and so forth, right?
Right.
Step number two, love shower. Shower your loved one with affection and words of encouragement and just all the
positive affirmations.
Yeah, all that yucky stuff.
Honey, you can't call it yucky stuff.
Okay, I'm sorry. All that good stuff.
Yes.
Yes. Step number three, face to face. For 1 minute, stand face to face with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Step number four, body to body. Hold your mate. Oh, that face to face is nose to nose and cheek to cheek and neck to neck.
Oh, like Eskimos, like rubbing noses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I like step number three.
Yeah. Okay.
Step number four, body to body. Uh-huh. Hold your spouse in your arms. Mm-hmm. And step number five, mouth to mouth.
So step number four, now when you're holding, you know, body to body, is that with clothes on or clothes off?
Doesn't say in the article, but I'm voting for clothes off.
Clothes off? Why am I not surprised?
Remember, you in the shower. You know,
so your step four is body to body, and you're holding each other in each other's arms, caressing. And your suggestion is clothes off.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'd recommend that.
You recommend clothes off. Yeah. And step five is mouth to mouth. So that's like a real nice, long, or short,
passionate
kiss.
Yeah.
French kissing or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kissing your face.
Kissing my face. Okay. All right. Well, those are some very good steps, honey. I am really impressed with you.
See? Told you.
You did good.
Mm-hmm.
So then after step five, then what?
Don't know.
You don't know?
No. I didn't get that far in the article. That's the end of the article.
Oh, well, what do you think happens after
step five? I don't know. I got to get another article.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you need an article to know what to do next? Honey, that's sad.
I got to do some more research. I'll get back to you on that.
Okay. Well, you work on that and you get back and let us know. I don't know what to say. Okay. Well, you work on that.
I will.
Okay. But I do agree with the article about the time that most, I won't say most, but I will just say maybe in general, that women need to make that transformation.
Yes.
Because it's really difficult when you go from the office, you know, work,
mm-hmm.
the children, school,
right.
dinner,
right.
laundry,
right.
you know, pick it up, put that down, stop right. messing with your brother, leave your sister alone, turn down the TV, quit texting. You know, well, by the time you get through shouting all of that, trying to get the kitchen clean and dinner cooked, it's mm-hmm. kind of hard to jump right into, okay, now let's be romantic.
Yeah, it's like, no, I'm not interested.
Right, because your mind is in all those places.
Right.
And it's like that comedian that you talk about, that you show the YouTube on men's minds, or like they have their nothing box.
Oh, he's not a comedian.
What is he?
He's a pastor.
Is he a pastor?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mark, I can't think of his name, Mark something.
And he talks about how men's minds are so compartmentalized.
Yes. Yes.
Whereas women's minds are like spaghetti because
yeah.
We got all kinds of neurons and
firing off. Yeah.
Yes, everything's going on all at the same time.
As he says, everything is connected to everything.
Yes. So yeah. with all that much activity going on,
mm-hmm.
it takes a moment.
Yes.
To wind down. So I think that's pretty good advice. Those five steps are excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Men need to know that, because if you have a woman, a wife who busy children, and the more children you have, ooh. The harder it is.
Yes, yes.
So I think that's very good advice. Thank you for sharing that article, honey.
You are so welcome.
I appreciate that. That was good.
I'm going to go back and do some more research.
Okay, please do, honey. We need to know what to do next.
Yes. All right, Joel, you're listening to I Am Love Builders here on Christ the King World Radio. You can find Christ the King at ctkradio.org, and we're a part of World Media Ministries as well, .org. You can find us at IamLoveBuilders.com. You can also go to Facebook and do a search for I Am Love Builders. We want you to do what we call a love tap. That's tell a positive story. And when you do that, we can share, after you share your love tap with us, we will share what you do. So it could be a organization that you're a part of, or a business that you want to get some promotion for. We'd be happy to do that on the air. So Casper Cheryl Stockin with I Am Love Builders. We'll be right back after this message.
Cloud TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. for our Sunday praise and worship service. Our teachings are biblically based and our worship fresh and exciting. If you're in the Denver metro area, visit us in person or visit us online at kcconline.org. Join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for the Kingdom Connection Christian Center Sunday Praise and Worship Service. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. You are here with your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham, and we are all about relationships, mm-hmm. marriage,
mm-hmm. sex,
communication, conflict resolution,
mm-hmm.
basically just how to get along.
How to get along. Can't we all just get along?
Yeah, and enjoy each other and being in love and enjoying life.
Yes.
That's what we're all about.
Yes. However.
Yes, honey.
If there's a time to where you are thinking that it's not going right, it's not going well, we have some tips for you to avoid divorce.
Very good.
We want to avoid that D word.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't need that.
No, you know, especially in the body of Christ, honey. In general.
It should be a rarity in the body of Christ.
Yes, those of us who declare to be believers should be happy in our relationships. Yes. And divorce should be the last thing on our minds.
Last thing on the mind. It should, you know, it's sad, but the numbers are just as high in the body that it is outside the body. And it should be the exact opposite. It should be a rarity. It should be something to where the world looks and says, wow, I wonder what they have going for them. You know, they don't really have the divorce rate and things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just our passion, is to affect that high divorce rate.
Yes.
And bring it down.
We're going to bring it
way
down. We're going to bring it down. So we have some tips to help do that. And there are 11 tips in this article from Marriage Boot Camp. And these are pretty good tips. We should be able to get through most of them, if not all of them. So the first one is take on your marriage. Get off your lazy butt. This is the article, not me. And do the hard work of creating the marriage that you want. Stop whining, complaining, and blaming.
Ooh.
So get off or take on your marriage.
Wow.
Get off your butt. Start out. This is boot camp now. This is not for the squeamish.
So if you're weak and wimpy, this is not for you.
No. But you need to put on the full armor of God in your marriage.
That's right.
Okay. That's the first place you need to put on the full armor. And the second thing is speak a second language,
honey. Mm-hmm. Like what?
Communication is the key to a strong relationship. Study your mate. Learn the subtle clues for attention, affirmation, and of course, sex. Learn to speak your mate's emotional language and love language.
We've mentioned that before.
I mentioned it before.
Know your spouse's love language.
Yeah, and their love language may be different than your love language.
This is true.
So in that case, you would have to speak a second language.
Right.
Right? Because if your spouse's love language is words of affirmation and you're a quiet, reserved kind of cat,
that's going to be difficult for you and them.
Yeah, right.
I like that. Speak a second language.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good.
Next one is learn to forgive.
Oh, yeah. Now, honey, that's a biggie.
It's a biggie and it's tough, but, you know, it's possible.
Yes, it is.
We have seen many couples that have been able to overcome the hardest of obstacles, but you have to learn how to forgive. And it's really much healthier for you to learn how to forgive, because unforgiveness causes stress and a lot of other challenges that really hurt you far more than hurts the other person.
Not to mention the fact that you too will need forgiveness.
Yes.
So when you are so dogmatic about being unforgiving, remember there is or will be a point in time in your life that you're going to want someone to forgive you.
Right. Exactly. Next one is start with yourself. And this is kind of like our do your part.
Okay.
So start with yourself. Deal with your past.
Okay,
we talk about that. Take a thorough inventory of yourself and make sure that you aren't poisoning your current relationship with your baggage.
Uh-oh.
Watch out.
Now, that's really good for those people who have had a very busy past. And for those who may have been married before, and they may have been divorced one or two times.
Unfortunately, I can relate to that.
Yeah. Well, you need to really look at yourself and make sure you're not bringing toxic waste into the relationship.
Right. And it says, when you grow, so will your marriage.
Ooh, very good.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It is.
And next one, number 5, learn to fight.
Uh-oh.
What?
You mean we get to fight?
Yeah. Get the skills, the tools, and solid foundation for rules of fair play. Don't assume you know what you're doing. Get expert training.
Wow.
Pretty good. So
that
you learn how to fight properly.
Right.
There is a proper way to fight and a constructive way to fight. You know, it's like we talk about conflict. Mm-hmm. You know, conflict is a way for you to learn intimacy.
Right.
Or you, it's for you to grow in intimacy.
And, you know, I think conflict is also a way for you to learn about you.
Yes.
As well as about your spouse.
Right.
What I find when we are teaching conflict resolution, I always tell people, you need to stop and ask yourself this question. Mm-hmm. Why did that affect me?
Right.
Why is that a tender spot for me?
Right.
Why did that hurt my feelings? Because a lot of times your feelings are hurt or you're offended by your spouse. And it's not necessarily because of something your spouse did.
Right.
It's about something that triggered you.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to find out what your triggers are.
Right. Absolutely. Number six is spike the ball.
Spike the ball, honey.
Hopefully it's not about sports because that way it is... zone me right on out, but excessive celebration is highly encouraged. So we talk about that when your spouse does something that's really cool, you know, you want to almost over exaggerate much you appreciate that, right?
Yes.
So when you get through a tough conflict, make sure that you celebrate together.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yep. Go out for ice cream, have a happy hour or everyone's favorite, makeup sex.
Is that in the article for real?
It's right here in the article.
Is that something you added to the article?
I did not add it. It's right here. Makeup sex.
Okay. Yeah, but we don't want people to...
We don't?
Pick a fight just so they can have makeup sex.
We don't? Are you sure that's not... Okay.
Picking a fight. No, honey. Picking a fight's not
intentionally?
Good.
It's part of the game. They're just playing a game.
Oh, okay.
Let's fight.
No, I'm not going to fight with you.
Okay, well, let's spike the ball then.
Oh. What's the next one?
It's a whole new meaning to spike the ball now. That's going to be my code word. Honey, spike the ball.
But I do like what the article is saying about celebrating your spouse.
Right. Absolutely. Next one is be on the same team. Now, this one must have been written out of my playbook because, you know, I'm all about the husband and wife team. Know that you are fighting for your relationship, not to make a point, not to win, not to beat your mate down. Know that your mate is not your opponent and not your enemy. I know some people say that your spouse is your enemy. And, you know, I don't know why they say that because that's not what I get from the word.
You know why they say that? It's because we have not been trained how to have healthy relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So we go into relationships broken.
Mm-hmm.
We go into relationships angry.
Right.
Already wounded.
Right.
Hurting.
Right.
And we take that with us, that whole negative energy, that negative attitude.
Mm-hmm.
We take it into the relationship. We take it into the marriage and think it's going to turn out wonderful.
Right.
But we don't go in with it with wonderful expectations.
Right.
We defeat ourselves.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. You know, so any harm that you do to your spouse, you're actually harming yourself.
Mm.
And you're disrespecting God all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And, so, you know, scripture even says that, you know, when you harm others, you're harming yourself.
Yeah.
Mm.
So be on the same team. Number eight, stay in the game.
Uh-oh. That's like in our workshop, we teach
commitment
safety.
Right.
Be committed.
Yep. A coach told his football players to play hurt. So if you get bumped and bruised, get past the pain, stay focused on the goal. If you are an avoider, you tend to run out on your team. Then your relationship will suffer. So stay in the game. Stick with it. Hang tight. Get some help. Get some guidance. Get some coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Attend a workshop. Mm-hmm. Read a book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all kinds of awesome ways for you to help divorce-proof your marriage.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I was thinking when you were reading that, for couples who are believers,
mm-hmm.
when you have a bump in the road in your relationship, when things aren't so good,
right,
to cling to wanting to jump ship kind of gives the enemy
a foothold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He pretty much wins, because sometimes you're having challenges in your relationship because there is a prize on the other side of that.
Right.
You know, but you will never reach the prize. You'll never get the pot of, so to speak, gold at the end of the rainbow if you quit now.
Right.
Not to mention the fact, if you quit this relationship, you'll go into another relationship and you'll have the same issues because there's going to be bumps in the road in life.
Right, right. No, that's true. Number 9 is make deposits in your mate's love bank.
Oh, another one of your favorites.
Yep. Your mate is on empty. Every little irritant has the potential to flare up into a fight. Mm-hmm. Make deposits regularly so that you don't have to rely on overdraft protection.
Wow.
Ask your mate to listen, to list those things that fill their love bank and do them. So, you know, it's kind of like healthy people ask for what they want and need. So if you know what some of your needs are, you know, we talk about his needs, her needs. Mm-hmm. If you know what those needs are and you're willing to fill them, if they're not unreasonable and all that, then you help fill your spouse's love bank. And that's something you should always be continually trying to do.
I agree.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of little different ways that you can do that, too.
Absolutely. So we're running out of time. The last two are supportive community. So pretty much community safety, like we talk about. And then number 11 is learn the differences between men and women. So our brains and our attitudes are different. Our brains and our attitudes are as different as our bodies. You'll be surprised how much conflict can be resolved by understanding your mate better.
Let's talk about that some more after the break, honey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you are listening to IamLoveBuilders.com at Christ the King World Radio at CTKRadio.org. You can find us at IamLoveBuilders.com. You can also go to Facebook and do a search for I Am Love Builders. Go over there right now and do a love tap. Tell a positive story about someone, and we will share your information on the radio as well. We'll catch you right after. I'm just living in this moment. I got my arms raised, unfazed, jump out of bed. And we'll be right back.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management Thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services in the Denver metro area. Call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show with your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham, here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. We are so happy to have you listening into the show with us today. And my husband was sharing an article that he found about how to, was it divorce proof?
Well, it's how to avoid divorce.
How to avoid divorce.
Mm-hmm. And we were going through those steps and we were right at the very end. The last one was learn the differences between men and women.
Now, I found that one very interesting because we don't take the time to learn about gender.
Right.
And not just in regards to relationships, but in general,
mm-hmm.
you have to take the time to study the other gender.
Now, see, I didn't have that problem.
No, I bet you didn't.
I had studied and studied and flunked and passed and flunked. I'm still trying to figure it out. Pretty soon I'm going to get an A.
Okay.
But I have studied.
You have studied?
For a long time studied.
Okay, so tell me this. In your study,
mm-hmm.
in the past 12 years mm-hmm. of study
mm-hmm.
of one specific specimen,
mm-hmm.
what have you learned?
That I'm not in charge. I thought I was.
Who's in charge, honey?
God.
Okay.
God's in charge.
Okay.
See?
Who's second in charge?
God's helpmate.
Okay, honey, go on. Tell me what else did you learn?
Let's see.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
What have you learned now that you did not know before?
That it takes work, but you really should be enjoying the journey. It shouldn't be struggle and, mm-hmm. you know, just constant conflict. Even though two people are different, you know, they have different backgrounds, different family heritage, all that good stuff. It still doesn't need to be conflict 24/7.
Right.
If it is, then there's something really wrong with that relationship.
Right. Right. Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah. This should be, I mean, life happens. You got kids and mm-hmm. jobs and you got layoffs and mm-hmm. you know, car accidents and
finances
and health. And I mean, all those things that can cause stress in a relationship, in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it should be a happy, healthy marriage.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. You're right. There are all types of things that could be a hindrance,
mm-hmm.
but it shouldn't be such a struggle.
No.
And, you know, my question always is, when you were dating the person,
mm-hmm.
was it a struggle?
And, you know, and sometimes it is a struggle when you're dating, but you're kind of ignoring the signs.
The red flags.
Yeah, because you're so enamored with the person.
Or if in some cases, neither party wants to be alone, so they settle just so that they can have someone in their lives instead of waiting for the right person.
Yeah. Or they put on that false face.
Right.
And they, you know, or they're all polite and smiles and opening the door and giving flowers and stuff like that. And then once the marriage happens and it's like, oh, can I get in the kitchen? It's like,
open your own car door.
Right. Like, who are you? Yeah. You know, so people change on you.
That's true. But I still think that it shouldn't be that hard. I just really believe marriage, even though there's differences, if you're not always trying to prove a point, if you're not always trying to win, you shouldn't go into marriage like it's a competition.
No, because if you win, then
you still lose.
You still lose.
Because you're supposed to be a team, and your team is not doing so well.
It's supposed to be win-win the majority of the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not necessarily possible to win every single time, mm-hmm. you know, for the couple to win. But, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes it's going to be compromise or collaboration, mm-hmm. right, is a better way to say it. But if you're winning, you know, like a game of sports, there's a team that wins and a team that loses. Well, if you treat your marriage that way, that's not healthy.
No, it's not. And it's actually working against you.
Yeah.
You, the family, the children,
everybody.
And that's
nobody wins.
Right. That's a huge sacrifice.
Absolutely.
To put on your family that's not good. So, no, you said enjoy the journey. That's really good. You should be enjoying the journey, loving one another, enjoying one another. And that brings me to an article that I found, from a psychologist and author, Harriet Lerner. Mm-hmm. I got this off of internet. It's the HuffingtonPost.com. And it's 12 simple steps for a sustainable marriage. And the first one is respect differences. And I think that ties into what you were saying here. Yeah. It says that we all view reality through different filters depending on our culture, gender, birth order, genetic makeup, and unique history. Mm-hmm. A good relationship requires us to stay emotionally connected to the partner who thinks, feels, and reacts differently without needing to change or fix him or her.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so embrace those differences. You know, we always talk about this opposites attract. Well, yeah, in the beginning, opposites attract, and then they become an annoyance. Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm annoyed that you do that all the time. Well, I've been doing it the whole time.
Right.
You know, so yeah.
And it's not that opposites can't work together, but I believe you really have to be intentional.
Yeah.
And understand that this is how your partner thinks.
Yeah.
This is their perception, their reality, mm-hmm. and you have to, if it's very, very different than yours, then you have to work through that and find a common ground.
Right.
I believe it can work. It may require a little more time and extra commitment, mm-hmm. but it is workable.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can still be happy.
Absolutely.
But you do need to understand each other.
Yeah, yeah. Understand we're different, but the same.
Yes. The next one in this article, it says, warm your partner's heart. Make a concerted effort to focus on the positive and do the little things that make your partner feel loved, valued, and special. Hmm. This may feel impossible when you feel like the wrong party and you have a long list of legitimate complaints. Hmm. Actually, it's not impossible. It's just extremely difficult.
It's difficult, but you've got to forgive and you got to kind of move past that. If you stay in that one spot, you know, then that relationship is going nowhere. You've got to be able to release that. As long as both parties are at least attempting to work, mm-hmm. things can move forward. You know, it's when one party is, you know, has set their flag in the stand and said, you know, I'm not going anywhere past this point until you do this and you do that.
Right.
That's, you know, it never works.
Or if one or the other has a very negative attitude about everything, the glass is always half empty. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, we got to raise above that. You got to see some joy and some sunshine and some hope. But this, for me, it all goes back to when you're dating, when you meet the person. stop ignoring those red flags.
Yeah, they pop up all the time.
And start, you know, stop telling yourself, oh, we can get through this. Oh, it'll be different when we get married. Oh, I can change him. Oh, he'll do this because he'll be so in love with me. Oh, she'll do that because, No.
It rarely, if ever, works.
I mean, there were neon signs, lights flashing, fireworks going off, you know, the robot from Lost in Space going, danger, danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Yeah.
And you just close your eyes, la, 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 I can hear you.
Yep, that's what they do.
And now you pay the price.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this one's really good.
What's that?
It says, God is in the details.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That should be moved up to number one.
Yes. Be intentional about making specific positive comments. And in quotations, it says, I love the way you use humor or deal with your brother on the phone the other night. Kind of like our positive XYZ statements.
Yeah.
After all, you have no trouble being specific about the negative. So why can't you be intentional about the positives?
There you go. There you go. You know, and how, man, it's so tough sometimes to coach believers because they are not, God is nowhere in the mix.
Wow.
And you can tell when you're talking to them, so, okay, so where does God fit in all that?
Right.
You know, and they don't even want to consider God or even put, you know, or listen.
Right.
You know, they just...
They forget that those vows that they made were made unto God,
right,
not just to that other man or woman
right
that stood before you on right your wedding day.
Right.
He is listening and he is watching and he is checking out your heart.
Yeah.
But he's also there to help you.
Right.
He's full of compassion and mercy.
Yeah.
And he is willing to work with couples if you just invite him in.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so you can't look at the other spouse and say, well, when he or she does this, then I can act better. No, you need to act better regardless of what he or she does.
Right. Because you got married as unto the Lord.
Yeah.
The next one, honey, says, dial down the criticism.
Mm.
Oh, man. We can be so nitpicky and critical with each other.
And we know exactly the button to push to set
absolutely
the other person up.
Absolutely. And I don't necessarily know that we do it intentionally, but it comes across really strong.
Mm-hmm.
Always criticizing.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to watch that.
The next one says, apologize.
I'm sorry. My bad. And I do it no more.
That's what our daughter says. And of course, she doesn't mean it. It just means, I'm sorry I got caught.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry you caught me. That's what it means.
I'm going to be better at hiding that next time.
Right, right. Yes, apologize.
Okay. And not just I'm sorry. You have to say, you know, when I was late the other day and it caused problems or whatever, I realized that was not the proper behavior, so I'm sorry.
Right. Would you please forgive me?
Would you please forgive me?
Because you can say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And it becomes like white noise after a while.
Yeah.
It's like your partner can't hear you.
Right.
Because you say it so loosely, often, it doesn't really have any strong meaning.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay out to 2 a.m. when you should be home with the wife and kids.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know, I got caught up with the guys and the beer and the pool and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is another good one. And it says, don't demand an apology. We should pick that one up after the break.
Yeah, we'll pick that up after the break. Hey, you're listening to Casper and Cheryl's Doc M and IamLoveBuilders.com. And you can find us at Facebook at I Am Love Builders. We are on Christ the King World Radio, the CTKRadio.org. By the way, CTK is a nonprofit organization and we need your donations. We also look for sponsors to our show. So please go over to our Facebook page or go to our website and reach out to us, and we'll be right back after.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Del Mar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for our Wednesday night Bible study. Visit us in person if you're in the Denver metro area, or view the entire service online. A link has been made available on the Spotlight page at our website, www.ctkradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show with your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham, here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. Honey and I are here today, and we were talking about 12 Simple Steps for a Sustainable Marriage, an article I found on HuffingtonPost.com. The author was Harriet Lerner, and we were on number 6. And number 6 says, don't demand an apology. Don't get into a tug of war about his or her failure to apologize. An entrenched non-apologizer may use a nonverbal way to try to diffuse tension, reconnect after a fight, or he or she in a new place and wants to move forward. Or move toward you.
Yeah. You know, and even past not demanding an apology, when an apology is given, accept it.
Yes.
It sounds kind of strange or funny, but may I tell you, time after time, people will, one party will actually sincerely apologize, and the other person won't accept it.
It didn't come the way they wanted it. You didn't say it the way they wanted you to say it. So as far as they're concerned, you didn't really apologize.
Or they're thinking about the last time you apologized and stuff. So it has to be sincere. You have to be sincere about not doing that again.
Right.
But they have to be willing to give you that that room or that, you know, that grace.
Right. That's the word. Grace. We need to give each other some grace.
Yes.
The Lord God Almighty gives us grace.
All the time. We mess up all the time. He gives us grace all the time.
Yes, he does.
To the point that he even forgets the sin.
He doesn't throw it back up in our faces. He doesn't, you know, remind us of it over and over again. But we have a tendency to do that with our partners, with our spouses.
Right. All the time.
That was really, that's a good word.
That's grace.
Show grace to your spouse.
Yeah.
Grace and mercy. And remember, you're going to want grace and mercy from God. So you need to give some grace
and
mercy.
5 minutes later. So,
yeah. The next one says, say it shorter. And she says here that many men tell me that they don't like to talk when what they are really afraid of is getting trapped into a conversation that feels awful to them. Sometimes the culprit is the sheer number of sentences and the intensity of our voices. Slow down your speech, turn down the volume, and make your point in a 3-sentence or less. Make your point in 3 sentences or less. It can be incredibly difficult to say, and this is in quotes, I want you to say thank you when I cook dinner, or this is the second time this week you forgot to take the garbage out. And I get the point here. It's basically, and that's another thing that we teach when we're talking in our speaker-listener technique.
Absolutely.
Because we give, when you have the floor, the speaker has the floor. Mm-hmm. You state your case.
Right.
But you don't go on and on and on.
Keep it short so that the listener can paraphrase what you just said.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so I believe that's what this is saying right here is some men have, and not all men, some men are very good communicators. Some men do love to talk.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But not always. No. So for those men and those women who are not, let's see, maybe they're word challenged. Mm-hmm. They say what they need to say, but they say it in fewer words. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's hard for them to hold the attention when you keep talking and you're going on and on and on and mm-hmm. on. Yeah. Understood.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, the next one says, sweat the small stuff. When you say you'll do something, do it. Mm. Never assume that your overall contribution to the marriage or household or the household compensation is, excuse me, let's try this again. Never assume that your overall contribution to the marriage or household compensation for failing to do what you said you will do. Mm. In other words, basically, if you said you're going to do something,
do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. And if you can't do it, at least be man or woman enough to admit it or to, you know, say, mm-hmm. you know, I had all intentions. I was going to make it to the store or whatever, mm-hmm. and I didn't make it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got sidetracked. You know. Yeah.
Things happen.
Yes. Know. Life.
Life happens.
And the next one says, stop being so defensive.
What do you mean? What are you trying to say? I did not.
And your point is? Defensiveness is normal and universal. It's also an alchemy of listening. Mm. Enter a difficult conversation with the intention to listen only to understand. That is, no interrupting, offering advice, defending your position, or correcting distortions, exaggerations, and inaccuracies.
Yeah.
Save your defense for a second conversation.
Mm, mm.
Now, that's why we do the speaker-listener technique and the XYZ statements, and right. we go through problem talk
right.
before you can get the problem solved.
Exactly.
So until you can learn how to talk it out, mm-hmm. you will never get to the solution.
Right.
If you're on the defensive
yeah.
and you're constantly pointing out corrections and inaccuracies and trying to defend your case, and then it just your conversation ends up going down tributaries and you never get to the point.
Right, right. I know in our workshop, the participants are sometimes they get a little frustrated because we don't do as much problem solving. But the majority of the problem in a marriage is not the problem solving. Once you calm down and once you start to understand what's really going on, it's easier to problem solve once you figure out what the problem is
mm-hmm.
or you figure out what the root of the problem is. You know,
right.
what is that hidden issue. Once you figure that out, then you can start to address it. And it's really not that hard to problem solve once you get through the problem talking phase.
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
So stop being so defensive. Dial it down. Calm down.
Right.
That's the biggest thing. Calm down.
Right.
And the next one says, under stress, don't press. If you pursue, he or we, oh, this sounds like when we were talking, when we had an issue and you were pursuing me for resolution.
Right, right.
And I needed time to process.
Yeah, you were withdrawing and I was trying to get it resolved.
Right. And the more you
press that.
Yeah. The more you press your spouse, the more they may try to withdraw.
Right.
Because you're coming at them in a way that is intimidating.
Or irritating, or just not the right time.
Right, right. Yeah. Or they just need some time to think it over.
Processing.
And they can't give you an answer right now. They can't give you a solution right now.
And that's why there's a healthy way to separate so that there is no chasing down or
running behind
and all that.
Demanding an answer.
Demanding an answer. There's healthy ways to do that. And we teach that all the time in the workshop.
Yeah. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
So, honey, we have one more. No, it's two more. know your bottom line. And we teach that to singles a lot. Know your bottom line.
Yeah, and have one.
Yes.
Have a bottom line.
Have a bottom line. And don't cross that bottom line. And you could avoid getting into relationships that just either A, aren't healthy, or B, doesn't work for you.
Right, right.
And the last one says, think small.
What's that one mean?
It says, pick only one or two of the above steps to try to maintain your new behavior for the next 3 months. So it's saying when you go through these tips, don't try to apply all 11 of them at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like biting off more than you can chew.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So pick one or two of them that you want to apply
and master
mastering your relationship. Yep. Try those for, 21 days to make a habit?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
21 days, 45 days, whatever it is.
Whatever it is, right.
Until you get into the groove and it's comfortable, and then come back and pick another one.
Nice.
You know, honey, that's key, because sometimes couples, they know they got issues and problems, but they may try too many new techniques. All at the same time.
Yeah.
And they become frustrated and irritated. It's the same thing that we teach in business. When you have your goals that you're working on, your dreams, your aspirations, your expectations, don't take on more than you can handle.
Right.
Start small.
Start small. Yeah, absolutely.
A little step at a time.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
So, honey, those were two very good articles. Sex in 5 minutes.
That was really good.
That one was really good. It really was. You impressed me. You surprised me. That was a really good article.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out different than what I thought. I was a little nervous at first. I was like, we are on the air, right? I don't want the radio station censoring us going beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep. We get called into the office.
Yeah. Don't want to get called into the office.
No, we don't want to get called in. Not for anything bad.
Right. Not on a Christian radio show.
No. Our pastors would be calling us.
I heard that on the show, you guys went somewhere you weren't supposed to go.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but that was a very good article. And the one about how to avoid divorce.
Yeah.
And then this last one here about 12 simple steps for a sustainable marriage.
Yes. All good stuff. This is a tip-filled show.
Yes,
so
it is.
So hopefully you're taking plenty of notes, because there was a lot of great information. Maybe too much information. So you can catch it on podcast. You can also go over to I Am Love Builders and you can
listen again.
You can catch us on Facebook as well at IAmLoveBuilders.com. I'm sorry. Just search for I Am Love Builders on Facebook. We want you to do a love tap. And love tap means tell a positive story. So here's how this works. You go over to our Facebook page. You can type out the story. And then what happens is we're going to share that story on the air. Now, if you have a business, we'll be happy to share your business information on the air as well. So you get a little bit of free publicity by sharing the love about someone else, whether it's great customer service, whether it's a loved one or spouse that's treated you well, that showed you some love. Share that with us. We'll share it on the air, and then we'll share your business information on the air as well.
And if you really love the show, I Am Love Builders, and you would like to be one of our sponsors, we would be glad to have you.
Glad to have you as a sponsor as well. So, Casper Cheryl Stockham, I Am Love Builders, we'll catch you on the next show.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax-deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.